digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles? Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Tonight is the president making a very clear contrast with Donald Trump on all of the issues that matter to the American people.
Truth is, I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any, this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world.
That was President Biden's very false claim about no U.S. troops dying overseas during his time in office, disregarding the 13 service members killed in Afghanistan during the chaotic withdrawal.
Afghanistan?
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
There's no words to explain how much disrespect we have gotten, how disrespected we feel.
Murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history.
Something I'll never get tired of saying, I think all of you, Congresswoman Omar, wonderful, doesn't that sound? When I'm having a tough day or I'm out on about my mile five of my run and I'm feeling kind of down and the world's pressing on me, I think Ilhan Omar's a congresswoman, and it just brightens you up, so thank you.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
When I'm having a tough day or I'm out on about my mile five of my run and I'm feeling kind of down and the world's pressing on me, I think Ilhan Omar's a congresswoman, and it just brightens you up, so thank you.
Hey, remember when Alex Jones got sued for $1 billion?
More.
And then
I think it's more than
the people that killed 1 million people in Iraq didn't face any repercussions.
Crazy.
What a time.
What a time.
Huh?
Isn't that nuts? Isn't that nuts?
What the heck?
What's the real misinformation?
I said, what the heck?
Yeah.
So back in the 1950s, the Chinese developed a slogan, the Three Red Banners, which was for the propagation and building of the socialist state in China. It stood for the People's Commune, the socialist construction, and the Great Leap Forward. Now, if you look around at some things that are going on with Democrats these days, I mean, there's the DNC. I don't know if you see the Three Red. It goes back a little ways to this guy right here. That's interesting. Oh, and then when his successors, which was actually Obama 2.0, Three Red Banners. And, look, even C-SPAN got in on it. Interesting stuff. If you just pay attention, it's right in front of you.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
we're now well into hour number four, and a great talk show host who co-hosts the show quite often from Australia, Maria Z, is here. It's her second trip here to the United States, and she's been staying here for a few weeks and popping in on the shows and giving us her take from the land down under on what she sees happening here in the United States. Well, she's got a lot of topics that dovetail with what's happening in America we're going to be getting into, because I cover a lot of stuff happening in Australia or Europe or Africa or China or Latin America. People say, why do we care? There's this built-in thing. Americans, for any industrialized country, have the lowest level of actually holding a passport. So Americans are great. I'm an American. But at the same time, people don't understand the planet's not that big. You can fly, you know, around the world in just 30-something hours. You can go to Australia in 18 hours. You can go to Hawaii in 9 hours. You can go to, you know, Japan in 18 hours or less if you fly over the North Pole or around it. So the globalists are literally cutting off the resources, destroying the West, destabilizing everything to bring in their corporate rule. So Z Media, Z-E-E-E, media.com, she's here with us, great talk show host, journalist, and analyst, and great reportage for us during the lockdowns over there. Canada and Australia, as well as places like Italy, are really the main testing grounds of the tyranny, just like the UK. So whatever you see happening there is just a few years away from us here. Arresting people for nonviolent free speech, ID cards to leave your house. You got to check in with the police every hour on your cell phone during lockdowns. But they put toxins in their water, too. And so, again, it's the same globalist program, the same globalist propaganda, no matter where you live. So we have to have this solidarity and understand that. But I wanted to get her take, because I saw in the stack of news and information she gave me on topics she wanted to get into was toxins in the water. So first, what do you make of the big report coming out last night from the CDC and the FDA admitting massive IQ reduction in children from the toxic form of fluoride they put in the water? What do you make of that, and why do you think they're suddenly now admitting what's been known science for over 100 years? Until the 50s, they used fluoride as rat and roach poison. They just get it on their feet and lick it off. They die. They put something even worse than sodium fluoride, the acid form of it, hydrofluorosilicic acid, in the water at the level that causes the brain damage, infertility, and cancer. Maria Z, what do you make of that?
Well, Alex, I think they're a couple of decades too late. They should have been listening to you when you were warning the world about this at the time that Alex was screaming from the rooftops trying to warn people that they are trying to poison us through our water, lower our IQ through the water. And I think it's really interesting that they're coming out at this time with it, at a time where federal agencies are losing public trust. The media is losing public trust. And so what we're seeing are these little snippets into truth from some of these health agencies or federal agencies, even CNN pushing back a little bit on Kamala right now, trying to gain the public trust. Because truly, Alex, I think it's because we're going to have extreme times ahead of the election and probably beyond, and they want to become or sort of claw back some of that trust so that people will listen to them when they continue to systematically shut down independent voices like they have been doing, but even more so aggressively in places like the UK, like they're doing right now, arresting people for independent thought. This is unbelievable. These are unprecedented times.
I use the serial killer analogy because I've watched documentaries about it and read quite a few books on it, because it's interesting criminology. The low-level psychopath, like a, you know, Bundy, Ted Bundy, he would wear a suit and tie, drive a non-threatening yellow Volkswagen, go to malls and pick up teenage and you know 20-year-old women, and he would invite them to take them out for coffee or take them out for dinner, and then he would point a gun at them in the car and say, put these handcuffs on or I'm going to shoot you. And then once they put the handcuffs on, he would drive them to his farmhouse in the basement to then tie them up and torture them for several days and rape them. Now, a lot of these guys do that. Well, that's what the globalists do. They've got to get the handcuffs on first. So the gun is losing your job or not being able to leave your house and the pressure of that. And, oh, we'll lock you up. COVID tracking tracers with fake PCR tests. You were near somebody that had it. That's their excuse to get you in the handcuffs and get you to the farmhouse and get you in the basement. And so the world was putting on the handcuffs for a while, but finally a woman struggled free and jumped out of the car and got away, and that finally got him busted, but then he escaped, and then he got busted again and caught and finally executed. But I use that analogy because the globalists are psychopaths that are operating at a much more sophisticated level. We have to understand that every degree of freedom we give up does not give us security, but it puts us deeper into a straitjacket, and they want to torture us in the basement. Instead, they want to torture us slowly with these nanoparticle self-replicating poisons in our body. And once you realize that Bill Gates is the greatest serial killer living, the greatest rapist ever, and see him for what he is, then it all makes sense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they gave us this... They lulled us, or not us, but they lulled most of the population into a false sense of security when they loosened the chains a little bit after COVID. And we said that this would happen, and we warned the people, do not relax. Don't relax just because you're allowed to go outside again. You know, you bring that up, Alex, and I don't want to constantly rehash what they did during COVID, but the testing ground of Australia is very important. A 3.1 approximately mile radius around your home that you can go for food. And if that food happens to be out of that 3.1 miles, too bad, so sad. You can't go buy food. I mean, this was a reality for many, many Australians. And you think they wouldn't have done that in America if they didn't have the chance? And as far as the preparation for the next phase, you've been speaking a lot, Alex, about the camps that they built and about the fact that, you've got Peter Hotez calling for NATO and the Department of Homeland Security to fight anti-vax aggression. Think about how dangerous and serious these statements are. You had Jacinda Ardern at the UN talking about the fact that we are at war with the people that disagree with us, the people inside our nations.
We have Eric Schmidt of Google saying use NATO on us.
Yeah.
This is a real talking point.
This real talking point. These people are revisiting now, starting to revisit the topics, the statements that they made during COVID, which were much more aggressive.
And she's now the global information czar of the WF and was at the DNC.
And at that speech at the United Nations that she gave, every single person in that room, or at least most of them, stood up and gave her a standing ovation when she declared war on people like us who disagree with the globalists. That is what these people think of you. They absolutely feel that they are at war with you. And what happens when you're at war with your enemy? You want them dead. You want them dead, and that is exactly what they are trying to do. That is what they're trying to do here. Now, this admission about the fluoride in Australia, Alex mentioned this. They just discovered forever chemicals in water samples across Sydney, and mind you, they found them in June, but it's taken them 2 months to tell people about it massively in articles. What have you been doing for 2 months? Apparently, you can test the water samples and find COVID every single day in the sewerage systems, but it takes you 2 months to tell people that there's forever chemicals found in water that are going to give you cancer. I mean,
and again, they just point a PCR test at a sewer line in an open sewer. They turn it up 30, 40 times where, if you have a metal detector, and that's what the inventor said, and you aim it in the sky and turn it up on high, set for gold, it will find gold in the sky. It's not there. It will find silver. It will find anything you want. It will find iron. And it's the same thing. They just turn the PCR test up until it goes beep, 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 and that's their excuse to disappear you.
And that's exactly what they're doing now with Mpox. I don't believe this narrative coming out of Africa at all. In fact, there are people in Africa saying this is not the case. There is no pandemic here. We have time after time after time, Alex adequately referred to Bill Gates as the world's biggest serial killer. He's absolutely right about that. How many times have they run eugenics programs in Africa? How many women have they made infertile? And mind you, If you watch that movie, it's up on the other videos section of zmedia.com specifically about infertility in Africa. They are actually warning in that movie, please, please don't let them do to you what they did to us. They're talking to the West. And this is exactly the message of everyone else in
and now countries. The infertility's here. I mean, since the shots in the last 3.5 years, infertility's exploded.
Well, yes, and so this is my point. When I'm coming from a country like Australia or Canadians or the UK that are saying things have accelerated beyond any semblance of normality, this is beyond control. These people have, you know, they've gone mad. They've gone mad. They're releasing 5,000 dangerous criminals to put people in prison for their speech in the UK. And we've seen shadows of this in the US, Alex. We've seen the way that they come after people. Owen Schroyer, for goodness sake, was put in prison for his speech. This is America. So, I mean, for me, I see America as the last stand for the West. Really, I truly do. This next election is, it's kind of cliche, the most important election of our lifetime, but it actually is, because the countries like Australia are very, very, very quickly slipping. Now, I'm not saying all hope is lost for Australia. In fact, the reason I'm here is because I believe that Australia can be saved, just like I believe the UK and Canada and certainly the US can be saved. And I think it's through this next election, specifically if Trump gets elected, that we will start to see some normality in the rest of the countries. I really do think that.
Pulling back from things, what are the differences you see in your trips to the U.S. versus trips around the world or back in Australia? Because I just read the news and listen to you and others, but it appears to me that Australia, I mean, the globalists admit it's a major testing ground. Why do you think Australia has been chosen? I know there's been major pushback, but now your leaders are just like, oh, we're going to arrest you if you make fun of us. They're going full totalitarian. And for people that haven't been tuned in or missed it, we played clips a few weeks ago, and I've got more clips I haven't gotten to, where these magistrates, these judges go, you wrote that the migrants are engaged in a higher proportion of rape. 22 months, how dare you? And a giant fine. Upwards of 80% of the rapes are the illegal aliens.
Yes.
I mean, even if the guy wasn't right, he should be able to say it, but it's true.
Yes, yes. But that's the point, Alex. Even if he wasn't right, he should be able to say it, because that is what happens with the mainstream media. They are constantly publishing actual misinformation, and I hate that word because they've weaponized
lies
against us. It is lies, and they are constant. And this is, by the way, the speech laws in Australia, because we don't have a Bill of Rights, they are now saying that they want to shut down independent media. All people are going to be subjected. This is a mis- and disinformation bill that they introduced last year, pulled back on because of the concerns about religious freedoms. But in this bill, it actually specifically expressly says that everyone will be held to the same standard, which is whatever the government deems to be misinformation. You will get investigated. You will potentially get your property seized, your documents seized. People like me could be arrested and investigated for publishing, you know, the truth. But it expressly states that mainstream media will not be held to those standards. What does that tell you? And the government just spent millions of dollars bailing out a Paramount-owned mainstream media mouthpiece network that is that was failing due to poor ratings.
Same thing in Europe, same thing in Canada. They put hundreds of millions a year in for state-run media. They don't call it state-run, it is. And Trudeau, of course, with the trucker, they're having hearings now for 10 years in prison for peaceful people that ran those protests during the lockdowns. And then we also have what's going on over in Europe. The UK said we're going to arrest people outside our country that publish stuff about the riots. They arrested a man and are going to extradite him in Pakistan for his post in Pakistan to England. So, they said they want to arrest Elon Musk. Remember, one of your senators wanted Elon Musk arrested.
And then
Brazil wants Elon Musk arrested. I mean, they're really doing this.
This, by the way, that's Senator Jackie Lambie. I aired this that time when I was guest hosting your show, Alex. She threatened people on national television, said, we are going to come after anti-vaxxers lock, stock and barrel. This was a direct threat on national television. Now, you asked me what the difference between Australia and the US is. I went a little bit off track, but it's all related. The main differences that I'm noticing is that, for example, just now with what was happening in the UK, and yes, you're right, they announced they want to extradite people and charge them for their opinions in other countries. And this really is a shadow of the global government. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, Big Brother's watching and ready to snap at you for having wrong think.
They're testing martial law. That this was all a dress rehearsal for full martial law.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of it was stoking to reach to the point of civil unrest. A lot of it was stoking the messaging in the media. You look at the way that they're dividing people in the media constantly. You know, we call a spade a spade, and it's not for the purpose of division. It's for the purpose of cutting through their tactics. But they are, in every country, Australia now, raising our terrorism threat immediately after what was happening in the UK. And by the way, Alex, also publishing articles about how conspiracy theorists are the problem, anti-vaxxers are the problem, equating us to cop killers. And
oh, the current British Prime Minister says we need to arrest people that question the public health authority. It's not just Hotez, they're all saying it.
Yes. Yes, and the WHO some time ago, in conjunction with Peter Hotez, was saying that people who are anti-vax or anti-science are terrorists. They equate us to terrorists. So it's very...
Albert Bourla did.
It's so important to understand that they are treating us like we are a genuine threat, like we need to be eliminated.
But meanwhile, everything they say about us getting people killed isn't true. Everything they said is a lie. You're good at this. Why don't you talk about everything we were told about COVID was a lie? Everything about the shots, everything about the treatment. I mean, everything.
Everything, Alex. And this is, you know, so important. Just. This week this happened. So in Australia, they were trying to establish a commission, a COVID-19 commission of inquiry. And according to Senator Ralph Babbitt, who I've had on the broadcast with me, 10 yeses, 26 noes. So 26 people inside our parliament did not want to look at COVID and see what went wrong. And the basic stuff, like we know that the lockdowns were tremendously bad for children. We know that civil liberties were trashed, businesses were destroyed, children's education was ruined, sports were banned, people died alone, lives were lost, families were broken up. And this is, I'm just reading Senator Babbitt's tweet, and he says Australians deserve to know the truth about what went on behind closed doors. And none of their decisions made any sense. Even Fauci himself admits that the social distancing rule he just plucked out of nowhere, really, it was not scientific. Meanwhile, they were telling us, trust the science, we're the science, we're going to be your single source of truth, like Jacinda Ardern, the tyrant from New Zealand. We're going to be your single source of truth. And that statement, by the way, was repeated by the New South Wales Police when we had a recent stabbing in Australia at Westfields. And they said, you know, stop spreading the social media stuff. We're going to be your single source of truth. I am so sick and tired of being told who I need to get my information.
Well, you're in a cult when you're being told, don't listen to anyone. In fact, guys, get the clip of her. And that may be it, but that's a side shot. There's a front-on shot of her at press conferences saying, don't talk to your neighbors. Don't look at the sunsets. Literally, they'll say the same thing in Australia. And we are your single source of truth. Well, that's what Fauci said. He said, I am the science. Well, science is questioning.
Yes.
I mean, that's a cult, folks. When you're told don't question and two men can have a baby, that's a cult.
It is a cult. But, you know, we say it's a cult, but these people are actually part of a cult, Alex. These people are satanic. They are evil. And those that are following them, whether they know it or not, are under their spell. This is absolutely a spiritual battle. And this is why the lies were so prevalent. But I will never forget the orchestration, Alex, the worldwide lockstep media response. I'm in the media, so it astounds me constantly. And again, I don't want to constantly relive this, but we cannot forget how every single...
Well, they're trying it now with monkeypox and bird flu and their global emergency and their global UN treaty. It says in Operation Lockstep and in other BAMP Canada documents 2006 that they were going to use Disease X for world government. This is they think the disease scare has always been their secret weapon. And they launched it, had devastating effect both, you know, psychologically on the economy and killing people with the poison shots. But it's backfired now, in my view.
It's interesting. I did an interview with Karen Kingston some time ago. She was a former Pfizer employee and a biotech analyst. And she actually showed me from the NIH themselves that they know that health scares are the most, even more effective than economic scares, the most effective for controlling populations. So that is why they keep going with the health scare. And I mean, look how successful they were last time, Alex. They successfully terrified the pants of world populations. But again, just that synchronized same messaging during COVID. But
and it was global. And look at Jacinda Ardern's beautiful young woman. She's still young, looks like a zombie. Even on camera, she looks anorexic. And the stuff she says, if a person came to my door looking and acting like her, I wouldn't open it. I mean, she looks like, and when you talk about being a cult, define that, we'll go to break and come back into more of this. But we'll play the gym. First, we're going to play that Simpsons piece that messed up the other day for some reason, the computer from like 15 years ago about the health scare, the cat flu. And then I want to go into Jacinda Ardern's, we're the single source of information, but we're a few minutes to break. This is a global WUF transhumanist death cult, in their own words. When you say that, you're not just saying it. From your deep research, how would you in a few minutes quantify what this cult is?
It's a mix, Alex, between people that actually are in a satanic religion and those that have adopted the religion of scientism, which actually is serving the top religion of Satanism. And so those that are serving the religion of scientism are thinking that they think that by thinking rationally and logically, which of course it's not rational or logical at all to try and become a cyborg or to believe that a man can be a woman. I mean, I don't need to tell you all of the ridiculous things that these people believe, but they actually think that this rationalism is some sort of an elevated way of thinking, or they are, you know, truly elite through their scientific belief systems. But what this actually is completely devoid of true spirituality, which of course comes from God. They are opening themselves up a lot of the time to all sorts of entities. It's often mixed in with a new age sort of where all is one and universalism. It's all blending into one, Alex, but these people don't realize that ultimately it's being driven by the religion at the top, which is ultimately Satanism. And so it's just funneling. All these ideas keep funneling through. But at its core is do as thou wilt. Do as thou wilt. Try and live as long as you can. Be your own God. Don't worry about society. Don't worry about the laws. We're going to rewrite the laws. We're going to rewrite society. We're going to build this utopia, which is actually just a nightmare dystopia where there is no free thought, no free movement, no free anything. There is no freedom. In fact, the more that they tell you we're giving you freedom, the less freedom they're actually...
I was about to say, they promise to empower the individual, the final end of individualism, but then it wrecks and destroys all individualism and is a hive Borg that takes your free will.
Correct. That's exactly what it is. And that is the ultimate goal. The AI world society, the UN's AI world society, where you essentially transition into living in this mixed reality, the metaverse becomes part of your life and part of your reality, and you to the point where you can no longer distinguish what is real through what is false. And I actually believe that a lot of the false news that comes out there is also launched by them to confuse us.
Oh, that's right. Well, they admit they do. And the high priest of this was Arthur C. Clarke, the inventor of the communications satellite and a pedo and a lot of other stuff on record. But he wrote Childhood's End as a metaphor. The plan is to get us to believe AI is real and then lived about age 10. Then they kill us, download our brain. It's not really us anymore. And then it's just this AI system. So they the plan is to finally mix it in the metaverse and finally then kill people, saying carbon's bad, you've got to become silicon.
Well, they have suicide pods now in Sweden, so, you know, pushing the suicide pods. Yeah, kill yourself, it's great. Let's go for a walk with Satan. Suicide's fantastic. It's great for, I don't know, climate change, I guess.
Maria Z, Z Media from Australia, stay there. We've got a lot to cover. We'll play those clips I talked about, that Simpsons piece from 15 years ago thrown at your face. And then Jacinda Ardern, who's now the WUF head of controlling disinformation. That means blocking the truth.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. And we're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
You know, I don't know when this was ever a good idea.
Hurry up, boy! We have to burn everything the cat touched before the virus makes us paranoid!
I've been watching for some days, and this is not unique to New Zealand, that in the midst of what is a global issue, as you would expect, there are a number of rumours that circulate. I am present on social media, I see it myself. I cannot go around and individually dismiss every single rumour I see on social media, as tempted as I might be. So instead I want to send a clear message to the New Zealand public. We will share with you the most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you else you see, a grain of salt. So I continue to share the message. New Zealanders must prepare, but do not panic. Prepare. And when you see those messages, remember that unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth. And I really ask people, just visit covid19.govt.nz. It has all of the up-to-date information, and we will continue to provide everything you need to know.
The same thing was said here, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and now she works at a big globalist think tank to quote control disinformation was at the DNC. And it's important to go back to this because we have Barry Young, who was the head of the three databases, the only one person in New Zealand. I wonder where they criminally charged him. He came on the show. I wonder how he's doing now. We should get an update. But he was able to prove it all. They never even denied that, but they arrested him and indicted him. Do you have any updates on him?
He's, I believe, still going through the proceedings, Alex, but that's correct. They're seeking to imprison him, not reveal the data to the public. In fact, they made Liz Gunn, the journalist who brought it out, pull down the data off the internet. They wanted it all gone. They successfully managed, I believe, the first time to pull down Steve Kirsch's data because he published it, so then he had to go to another.
And again, the names were masked, but it was the three databases over each other. He was the one guy that could put them together.
Oh, yes. They went to
tell folks what happened.
They went to incredible effort to make sure that all of this data was anonymized. You could see certain clinics, I suppose, that people were dying in immediately after their injections or shortly thereafter. But yes, the government went after him, you know, a huge amount of police raiding his home. I mean, this guy's a hero. This guy actually was trying to save the world, save his countrymen from going through any more of these lethal injections, from continuing to kill their own people. He said, I can't live with myself. My conscience is heavy. I need to come out with this information. And he was the controller of the data, therefore very, very strongly positioned to be the one to bring this out. You cannot argue that this data was authentic. And again, they went to incredible lengths to make sure this was anonymized. So there should be no problem. He didn't leak any private information whatsoever. But of course, they painted him as leaking private, confidential customer data, which he did none of. He did none of that.
Now, you've got a lot of new stuff breaking right now, but it's always important to go back. They know that as populists, as normal people, we have a defense mechanism that was built into us, you know, by God's design to go through something bad and get over it. We're not leftist losers, but this is a war. We're all victims of a bio attack through the release and through the shots. And we have to bring these people to justice, not just for those they killed and maimed and hurt, and the children they put back years in their development, and all the suicides and bankrupt businesses and the doubling of the average billionaire's wealth. They're already trying to do it again.
They are. They're trying to get emergency use authorization for the Mpox injections. And I just interviewed recently Tom Renz, Attorney Tom Renz, who said that they may actually run into difficulty with that in the US, but maybe not in other countries. And so he explained legally why that is the case.
And they got emergency authorization for the bird flu mRNA.
They did. But I don't know whether they're going to be able to do it with Mpox or not. Either way, they're rushing this through, you know, the as you were speaking about just the other day with Dr. Malone, the emergency declaration for Mpox was about to run out, so Tedros just declares another one. And, of course, we know that this could very well be an injection adverse reaction as well. I don't know whether there's some sort of an activation that's taking place now. I don't know whether we're going to see more of this. I don't think that they're going to get away with another invisible pandemic, though, Alex.
Well, that's the good news. If you go back 6 months ago, and it was the same all over Europe, everywhere, Australia, Australia pulled the exact same crap. In fact, even worse, I was seeing. I mean, all the things, the chickens, they were killing all the rest of it. But correct me if I'm wrong, you're the expert on that, but I'm going from memory. But here they said, we're going to PCR test all the cows, PCR test all the chickens. They told them to turn it up 30 to 40 times what it's supposed to be, always the same fraud on its face. And then they tried to make everybody wear hazmat gear that work around cows. Everybody just laughed at them. The cows are fine. The chickens are fine. But they did make them kill millions of chickens and thousands of cows. But that was a few of the corporate farms that bought into it. They ran newscasts. But people didn't get in line in hysteria, so it didn't work. And now it's the same thing with monkeypox. It's 99% gay men. They're having all these partners. And now Wolfgang Wardarg, one of the top scientists, former top advisor of the EU, he says, no, it's shingles from the COVID shot.
Yes. One thing I will mention that did happen at the time when they were trying to launch bird flu in Australia, and you're right, Alex, they did. They went and killed a whole bunch of chickens, shut down a whole bunch of farms as well, prematurely, no evidence at all that there was bird flu.
They admitted that.
Farms. Yeah. And there is one particular farm, and I won't say which farm because we told them we'd keep them anonymous, but I contacted them because they put out a letter to their customers saying, Victorian Agricultural Department has told us that we have to shut down our farm. None of our birds are sick. So we actually phoned them as a media organisation to try and gain a better understanding. And unfortunately, Alex, this very small family farmer was trusting the government. He said, they were just trying to keep us safe. And, after a while, and we worked it out in the end. And I just thought, my goodness, you do not understand. These people have been systematically attacking the farmers, have been systematically attacking our health, and you're still thinking they're trying to do things in the best interest while they're shutting your business down with no evidence that your animals are sick. There are still people like that out
there. Stockholm syndrome.
There are. And here's the reason why the information is so important, because we need to reach those people. We need to keep getting these broadcasts. It's all well and good that everyone watching is aware and wants to be well informed, and God bless you all for it. But we can't give up on those outside. And we are seeing more and more people are starting to slowly wake up to different aspects of the agenda. And so it's important that we continue those efforts.
And let me go back to the question I asked you at the start, but then I talk so much, interrupt so much, you didn't get to it. You're a smart lady. I want your take on this. Here's AP. U.S. report says fluoride is linked to lower IQ in kids. We've known this the whole time. Why do you think they're now admitting this? I think it's because they've lost so much credibility. We had Alfie Oaks on from one of the biggest counties in Florida. They just took the fluoride out. It's happening everywhere. I think the system, I know the system's lost a lot of credibility.
Yes, they've lost credibility. They're losing control. So they're trying to claw it back. People are flooding to becoming more independent, Alex. And that is such a wonderful thing. That is exactly one of the biggest achievements that independent media, truth-telling media, has achieved, in my opinion.
No, I agree. That's why we got to keep revisiting the massive war we were just in and are still in, because it will destroy them. Either they're going to destroy us with this lie of the outbreak hysteria and disease X and Operation Lockstep, or it destroys them. And so U.S. reports as fluoride linked to massive IQ reduction, which we've always known. Any other reason you think they're admitting this now?
Probably a way to explain the behavior of the people, Alex, post-shots, the fact that people are behaving.
That's what I was thinking this morning.
You know?
They're getting ready to blame fluoride for all the giant neurological plunging.
Possibly. Very possible. And so, but of course, there'll be some sort of mitigation. It won't be proper mitigation. You know, maybe the reason why, I believe it was that article, Alex, that you're referring to, I don't have it in front of me, that they actually said the WHO says X is the safe level. I think it was 1.5. That's the safe level, but they mentioned another level. So maybe they'll just go, to 1 or 0.9. They won't actually take it all the way to 0.
So exactly. And guess what they put in the U.S.? 1.6 to 1.8. So that's almost 3-4 times.
Yes. So even they might even say, okay, the safe level is 0.5. Let's say, I mean, it shouldn't be in the water at all, but they might bring it in between, you know, the safe level and what the US standard is now, for example. This is what they always do to mitigate and still continue to poison us. This, by the way, goes all the way back to Codex Alimentarius in the 1960s, where the WHO and Big Food, Big Ag, all of them decided, okay, we're going to start raising the acceptable amount of poisons in the food supply and actually call nutrients toxins and start systematically bringing those nutrients down. And this is, you know, especially important because of the conversations that are happening in Chicago right now and are going to start, it's going to start being widespread because people can't afford to eat. State-run grocery stores where the state determines which products will be sold there, you know, razor-thin prices so people...
That's now started in Chicago.
Correct. So people that are struggling will go there, sadly, sadly. Hopefully not those that are awake, but there will be people who are struggling that go there, and that way you'll continue to be poisoned. And I get that everywhere. We're screwed.
And I did this in the first hour, but since we're talking about it now, guys, pull up the fluoride-based pesticide until the 50s. That is not even as bad as the fluoride they put in the water. The hydrofluorosilicic acid is even worse form of sodium fluoride. It's the acid form. And then we also have, in all the stores in America, you go there, the big ones, it says fluoride water for babies to mix with the formula.
Yes, I saw that. Unbelievable. I mean, it's on the packaging. I don't know if you
saw the image. It's on purpose. They'll pull them both up.
Yeah, great. To actually admit, to put it on the packaging, I mean, it's kind of like the packaging for the masks, Alex, where it said does not stop COVID. This is premium lunacy, prime lunacy. These people treat us as though we're idiots. And sadly, for many, many years, people behaved like idiots, but no more. We're not going to let them get away with this. I'm looking at Tedros's comments on social media, Alex, and I'm seeing people just hammering the man. You will not get away with this again. It's not happening again. I don't care how many digital IDs. I don't care how many, you know, times you pull down my social media posts. I don't care if there's a blue helmet standing in front of me. I will not comply. And I feel right. that is the resilience that is built across the world, Alex. It's growing. It's growing.
And again, for TV viewers, we just showed you old-fashioned pesticide cans saying fluoride for rats and for roaches. And then now we'll pull up after that, fluoride water for kids, four-year formula. And they even admit in their old lies that you don't need fluoride, you know, till like five or it causes dental fluorosis if it's done before the teeth fully come in. And then now, oh, look, purified with fluoride for your baby. I mean, oh, look, that's for babies, and it's fluoride. The cold-blooded targeting. This has been going on at least 50 years in the U.S.
These people really do view us as rats, and I've seen these words, living lab experiment, quite a few times, Alex, and I often reference the Melbourne experiment, which was the testing ground for the whole world, by the way, and they said that this experiment is going to extend past COVID. The UN is running this program. They call it a living lab experiment where they are trying to replicate what they did to the people of Melbourne, 252 days in lockdown, everyone in the world to save the climate. This is a real
thing. They said we want climate lockdowns next. Let's go back to Amazon or wherever that was with the baby fluoride water. And notice the name is purified water. No, it's not. It's had a deadly poison added. And look at the reviews. This is an insult to your baby. Don't buy this product. Study this and all labels. Babies shouldn't drink the chemicals in this product. Pay attention to labels. The next person gave it 2 stars. They gave him 1. The product takes fluoride. Concept, fluoride prevents tooth decay. Was sold to the public and dentists after World War II. Do your research on fluoride before buying this product. Question, why would anyone give babies fluoride in the first place? Babies do not have teeth. And newborn teeth are replaced with permanent teeth as they grow. Why add another chemical to the baby's diet?
This is really encouraging to see that, Alex, because it means that people of all persuasions, you know, there are a lot of truthers that wouldn't leave product reviews because they just don't want to, you know, be overly active on the internet, let's say, or they don't want to be identified. They prefer anonymous accounts. They're concerned about their privacy, which I understand all of that.
Yeah, but if you keep hiding, we're going to lose, folks. It's time to just come out in the open and defeat these people.
I do understand, and I agree with you, Alex, but I get that aspect as well. But, you know, when I see people leaving product reviews like that, I am very encouraged because it means that people from all you know, walks of life now are starting to say, do not poison us anymore. We're not going to take these products. Look for alternatives. People are becoming much more health conscious, and we need to because we're being poisoned from every single angle. It's not just in the water. It's absolutely everywhere. It's in the skies. It's in our foods. It's in grocery, you know, not just packaged foods, but grocery fruits, meats. They want to put mRNA in everything. They have vaccine lettuce. They want, you know, Tennessee went so far as to ban vaccine foods and list them as a drug because of how widespread this problem is.
That's right. They treat us like feral animals that are too stupid to understand what's happening. Some of the other stuff you didn't get to, they're hyping cyber attacks being considered acts of terrorism. So now they claim you're a hacker. Iran cyber EMP staging for World War III, WF cyber COVID, Biden administration and the digital ID. And that all ties into Iran wants to kill Trump, says the deep state, so they can kill Trump, then blame Iran and go to World War III.
That's right. And they were recently also putting out, you know, messaging that Iran's preparing for an EMP against America. They've got this super weapon. And I really think that they are trying to, I'm not a huge fan of Iran by any stretch, but they are trying to position them as the ultimate boogeyman because they want to go to war with Iran. And so there was just a cyber attack on Halliburton in Texas, Alex. This is, from what I'm understanding, one of the top U.S. oil fields, Halliburton, which was hit by a cyber
attack. Well, oil drilling company. Yeah.
Oil drilling companies. And the FBI attributed to a gang called Darkside led to a spike in gas prices, panic buying, localized fuel shortages. And the thing is that we're seeing a lot more of this. We're seeing this increase in cyber attacks. And why are we seeing it? Well, I don't know. It may have something to do with the fact that Klaus Schwab said, we're going to have more cyber attacks over the next 2 years. Just like he said, just like they said, we're going to have a pandemic. Now this is going to happen.
And he said the cyber attacks will make COVID look like an inconvenience.
Yes, he did. And there is a very, very important article that I have spoken about before, but I would really love to show people, Alex, if you'll allow me, on the WEF's website about, this is from 2020, what the COVID-19 pandemic teaches us about cybersecurity. And they say it's inevitable. It's going to happen. There's going to be a major cyber attack, a major cyber outage. And they say that pandemic cyber attacks or environmental tipping points are the main things that we're going to be facing. Of course, everything is related to climate change. Eventually, cyber attacks will be due to climate change. But anyway, lesson number one, a cyber attack with characteristics similar to the coronavirus would spread faster and further than any biological virus. They go on to mention a kill switch. And I just found out yesterday, actually, that Julie Inman Grant, the information commissar of Australia, who's trying to censor people from abroad, actually has access to that kill switch. In fact, I believe she is the only one. And so it says that the end result is that millions of devices would be taken offline in a matter of days. The only way that they can deal with this is to fully disconnect all vulnerable devices from one another and the internet to avoid infection. And listen to this lunacy. The whole world could experience cyber lockdown until a digital vaccine was developed. What is that digital vaccine, ladies and gentlemen? And Alex, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm reading that as digital ID. That is, we've switched it off, you can't come back, zero trust, you need a digital ID to access the internet.
And that's what the kill switch is you only get government, a few corporate sources. Obama first put it in here, it's in every country now, as you know, that the globalists control, that's most nations. And then they switch everybody off and make you go register and sign up and agree to all these demands to be able to get online.
That's right. And they've already started. I've told this story, but Australia put in a digital ID. And the next week, 3 days later, a man was trying to renew. They tell you it's all voluntary. A man was trying to renew his electrician's license to go to work, and they told him he can't do it without a digital ID. Now, eventually, he won that matter, and he got it because the government says it's voluntary.
But most people just comply.
Yes, but also in that period, Alex, he wasn't allowed to work. So he could not earn an income in the time that he was arguing about this digital ID. Now, that's while it's voluntary. Imagine when it's mandatory. Computer
exactly.
Says no, that's it. AI says no.
Keep going.
Well, and this is the plan. The plan is they want you to hate your government. They want to actually make AI the government. In fact, the UN talks about this in their Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment book and in some of their webinars as well, which they happen to pull down after we expose them at Z Media, because they are saying we need AI judiciary, we need AI government, we need AI everything, and they're starting through this incorporation of AI into government. In fact, I guess we're doing AI in election campaigns now. You know, I even saw CNN talking about that report, surprisingly very, very fairly reporting on the fact that they believe both sides are doing it. Again, that goes back to what we were saying before, Alex, about them trying
But Trump's people like us, we just do fun videos that are obvious.
Of course.
You know, where Hillary's a goblin. They do they do all sorts of fake stuff.
Yes, no, I agree with you. But what I'm trying to say is this is another example of their trying to claw back that appearance of being unbiased and truthful. But of course, the goal is to eventually collapse everything once they have all the infrastructure set up, which is why I think the Biden admin now, even though that digital ID bill has been sitting there for some time, the last time Biden spoke about it, I believe it was at a State of the Union address, he had a lot of pushback. And now that pushback's gone because everyone's distracted, I guess. And so he's quickly looking at signing. I don't know if he's signed it yet, Alex. Maybe you can correct me there. But he's looking at signing that. And once that goes in, I'm telling you that there's no going back.
And then also it openly lets the feds give illegals driver's licenses because they already have the states doing it. But now it's going to be the feds. Get your closing comment in a minute. Great job. Glad to meet you in person. Great seeing you on the other shows. I'll be up here tonight with live coverage of the last night of the DNC. And I want to just say Chase Dyer's doing a great job. He did a great job last night. Maria Z, my son. Rex did a great job last night. Maybe I'll invite him up here with me tonight. But we'll be up here covering Kamala Harris. I mean, she only popped out twice for a minute and a half and could barely talk reading off teleprompters. So I don't know how she's going to give a speech because she's reportedly so drunk all the time. Owen Schroyer is taking a well-deserved vacation with some family. So coming up, you're going to have Chase Geyser, who's going to be hosting the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. Then we'll take a break. You know, we'll have the refeeds of the shows until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll kick it back on and cover these people and get the clips out so you don't have to actually watch it. If you don't want to watch it, I understand why. We'll have some fun with them, obviously. But we'll have a lot of clips on X and Infowars.com of the outrageous crap they say, like last night. Oh, no, that's fake numbers. We didn't fudge 818,000 jobs. Trump made that up. Well, your Labor Department says it's from them. That doesn't exist. I don't know what that is. That's the head of the Commerce Department. I mean, this is next level. Or Kamala was a great border czar. They just said 2 weeks ago she wasn't a border czar. We'll have all that covered tonight. Go to Infowars.com/show, the front page of Infowars. You'll see our live feed at 7 p.m. You'll also see it at Real Alex Jones on X. Be sure and follow us there. Maria Z, how do people follow you?
You can find me always at zmedia.com, that's zeeemedia.com, and on X at zzeee_media, and Telegram and a bunch of other places. But those are the two main platforms that I'm posting on. And, of course, you can find me Tuesdays usually at 2 p.m. Central, guest hosting The Alex Jones Show, which I am very, very honored to be doing. Alex has tremendously impacted my life over the years, from my teenage years onwards. And if it wasn't for him and if it wasn't for InfoWars, I'm not sure that I would be as aware of my surroundings as I am today. This network is so incredibly important.
Well, thank you. That's why they're trying to shut it down. And we have woken up and helped a lot of people, but now you're waking up and helping people. It's going to be Pocahontas tonight, Mark Kelly, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the true demon, Roy Cooper, Representative Alan Kingsinger, the neocon, Rhino Representative Maxwell Frost, and of course a bunch of other New World Order garbage, and of course the cackling hyena herself, Kamala Harris, who didn't get one vote in the primaries. All right, the War Room's coming up next. Please share it, please watch, and we'll see you tonight. God bless. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid, and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate.
she took it, she said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.